Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, Woodsy, this is it. The darkest show morning we're going to have all year. 7 o'clock, and it's just barely getting light out. But we'll set your clocks back on Saturday night, on Halloween.
I love it.
And then on Monday, it'll be a little lighter when you get up in the morning. Well, it'll still be dark, completely dark when you get up in the morning. There's no time change can make it light at 3:30 a.m.
Nope.
Sorry about that.
Fine by me.
But it'll get a little lighter in the morning. Don't forget, set your clocks back Saturday night after you're done with your non-trick-or-treating and socially distanced Halloween celebrations. Woodsy, you're going down to Petco Park with Bo.
Yeah, we're taking him down Saturday. Going to be fun. Looks awesome.
Actual Halloween.
Yeah, on Halloween.
Something to do, yep.
Yeah, he's going to flip out. He's got three or four costumes to choose from. We've had a hard time with the costumes. He was very anti-mask, and now he's way into wearing masks. And I don't mean
Aubrey Huff.
He was a little Aubrey Huff. And I mean Halloween masks, not his little Mickey Mouse coronavirus mask. He wears that one to school. He loves it, thinks it's so great. But the putting on of the scary skull skeleton mask, he didn't like, and now you can't get him out of it.
But he cried when he didn't have it to begin with.
Correct. Correct. He's very indecisive. It's one of the things I'm worried most about him.
Same with his football picks.
Yes. He's
a little
indecisive.
A little wishy-washy, a little hemming and hawing going
on. But he gets
on.
It right.
He did get
He's
it right
2-0.
Again. 2-0.
Picked the Falcons
Nailed the Falcons last night.
And but this is, I had to share this with you guys. My wife came in yesterday and walked into the house, and she looked like she'd seen a ghost. And she goes, I screwed up. And I go, I looked at the couch that she bought. I go, again? And she said, not that. And I said, what did you do? And so she does. She handles all of the marketing for her real estate company, Nancaro Realty Group. She handles all of it. She does the flyers, the mailers, the things that you might
does
get
in the
mail.
Does she have any bus benches?
Yeah, no, I know
real estate agents often do the bus benches.
I don't think so. No bus benches.
You can't sit on Anna?
No, you can't. So she handles these mailers. They go out in the mail, and they spam people with these mailers. And it's, oh, you're looking for a house. This is what we've done. Great. It's very standard in the industry.
I get those.
Right. So last year, she had like a Bob Marley picture. It was like for fall, and it was some quote. Okay, fine. Not very, intrusive or whatever. She came in. She goes, I pitched this idea to my mom and Elise, her partners. And Elise said, well, no, you can't do that. It's too mean. You can't send a mean mailer. That's not what you want as we're trying to attract customers to Nancaro Realty Group. And her mom laughed. Yeah, her mom laughed when she told her. Hannah, being 9 months pregnant, pregnancy brain is a real thing. Ben, Shelly was pregnant. You know it's a real, real thing. It's something, it just, your judgment is off. Well, she ran with it. I'm going to tweet the flyer.
Oh my, I cannot wait.
And what it says on it. It's a peace sign. That's really nice, right? Look at it. Look what it says. It says, be nice or leave, is what she's sending out to prospective clients. Be nice or leave. I said, babe, that's a little harsh. Like, you listen to our radio show, I cut your head off.
Listen to Ben and Woods or get the F out
yeah,
of town.
Yeah, you listen to Ben and Woods or kick your ass. Be nice or leave. And she ran with it. They're in the mail.
Maybe she's on the cutting edge.
I mean, it could be. It's
advertising for too long has been too kind and soft. I think advertising needs to get a little more edgy.
Well, this is edgy.
Threatening.
And her mom, when she told her mom goes, well, what did you go with? She goes, I went with the one that we laughed about. And she goes, you ran with that? And so it's going to be, so listen, if it's in your mailbox today, please be forgiving. We're literally bracing for the weekend of nasty Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter messages that are going to come our way. Be nice or leave.
Joe's Auto Shop. Come use us or we'll kick the crap out of you.
Yeah, we'll kick the crap out of you.
There you go.
You know buy this effing car, I'll break your effing head like the Jerky Boys. I go, babe, you ran with that. That's what you did. She goes, yep. I said, okay. So this is what we now embrace.
Right, well, I think you
we brace for the fallout.
You know that they're going to be nice at Nancaro Realty Group.
They are very nice.
They don't put up with not niceness.
Right.
They will snap you back and shoot you down if you're not nice.
God, such a thing. It's such a real thing. Be nice or leave.
Speaking of being nice, Bill Belichick has never been accused
of
being overly nice, especially to the members of the media who are tasked with covering his football team. Now, he's always kind of gotten away with it because he's just really good at what he does. And when you win football games, you don't have to really give a darn about the media because you'll keep winning and you've got lots of job security. Well, this year, the New England Patriots, they are not winning. They have been struggling lately, not playing very good football. Do you think that means that Bill Belichick is deciding to turn over a new leaf?
Be nice or leave.
Become a nicer head coach with the media. Paulie, what's this audio from?
It's from his presser this morning, actually, out in Boston. And it's got the question, and there's going to be more silence than we usually like to put on radio. You know, 2 or 3 seconds feels like
a lifetime
in radio. Just be ready for it.
Would this qualify, Paulie? Because we've been doing the thing a lot lately, lazy reporter questions. Do you think this, because it's Bill Belichick, it's obviously, right. You know, it's Bill Belichick.
You know
the
what
old
he's
Bill Belichick.
Say. Ye olde Bill Belichick.
But do you find this question lazy?
Let's listen to it. And
all right. Well, you be the judge.
If I could follow Phil's question, and I'm not being glib at all here, Bill, I think the question is, if you guys lose this weekend, are you automatic sellers at the trade deadline? I think that's what everybody's wondering and kind of the talk radio fodder. And maybe it's not something you entertain, but that, I think, is the question.
Good question.
That's a good question.
It's a good question.
Oh.
Did you forget to record the answer?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you. Thanks for asking. I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
Oh my God! He's a nightmare!
Right, I'm going to revise my earlier statement.
Oh,
it is a good question for most people. It's certainly a good question for the airwaves to be discussing amongst your listeners.
What a topic.
If they lose here, are they kind of done? Do they need to kind of wash their hands of the 2020 season and start looking ahead to 2021?
Selling off pieces.
Like, that's a legitimate segment.
It's
bro.
A great
that's
topic.
That's an hour and in Boston,
it's two hours.
They're
not punting. It's not Mount Rushmore.
No,
top
it's not
five.
List radio. No.
If you've ever met Bill Belichick or tried to ask a question of him, you probably would know that there is absolutely no chance that he's going to give you any semblance of an answer to that question.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really
awesome. Listen to how, listen to the disdain in his voice when he says talk radio. You can hear it.
Pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio.
Talk radio. Really,
it's almost as if he doesn't respect us or our profession.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Our chosen career, line of work.
Why does he sound like a 17-year-old kid in Encinitas?
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio. Taco sauce.
Pass on the opportunity to have taco sauce. Talk radio.
Talk radio. Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
It's because talk radio. He was so disdainful of the question that it didn't even require him to fully pronounce his words in his answer.
Talk radio.
I'm showing you how little I care that I'm not going to even pronounce my words.
He went full Valley Boy.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
Thank you. Thanks for asking. I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
I question his sincerity.
So let's say, hypothetical. We get a phone call from Entercom Corporate. Fellas, what you guys have done in such a short time is remarkable. We're sending you up to the big leagues. Boston. We also got you a weekly with Bill Belichick.
Talk radio.
Talk radio. I wouldn't even want it.
I think it's a demotion.
Oh,
100%. I don't want that. I want to stay here.
Ben, what would the nervousness of Ben and Bill Belichick? It'd be juicy. I think that's so funny. And his answers just always delight me because I don't have to ask him those questions. I don't know what I would do. I think that's not good radio. Like, to have him on a weekly is not good radio.
You'd
it's not
be okay
fun.
Because I think he likes music a lot.
Oh, does
and
he?
You could probably just talk music with Bill Belichick, and he'd probably give you answers to those questions.
Probably Spring. Yeah, but he's a big Springsteen guy.
That's a good question.
What is he
I'm
like?
Sure.
How do you know? What are you saying this for?
I just feel like I've read about Bill Belichick. Like, one of his very few passions is.
Did not know that.
Is music.
Like talk radio.
He enjoys concerts and
talk radio.
Talk radio
in the off season when he does take a day or two off.
God, that's good. That is
spent doing.
Paulie, great job digging that audio up.
That was quick.
That was phenomenal. Just happened this morning.
It is
in Boston.
It is though a real. I mean,
oh, here we go. Hang on.
The kind of game that the Patriots have not faced in a long time. Normally, the regular season isn't that important to the New England Patriots
because
they're going to finish 12-4,
right?
11-5, 13-3, whatever. We're just playing for seeding. They haven't faced a game in which they lose and they are in serious, serious trouble going forward. They lose to the Bills this weekend.
The narrative, guys.
They'll be, three and a half, four games back in the AFC East?
The narrative of, is it the system or was it the quarterback and whatever stock you put
plus
in that?
Plus with Tom Brady having the success he's having in Tampa right now.
I've got an update on Bill Belichick and his music taste.
Okay.
So I just Googled it. There's a story from, this was November 2016, and they were talking about how former Patriots safety Brandon Merriweather inspired the coach to create a mix CD for him.
Oh, yes.
After hearing Merriweather's rap single, blah, 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 blah. So here's the tweet. Brandon Merriweather, from a radio show, Brandon Merriweather told us three songs Bill Belichick put on his mix CD for him.
I think this is a good tease. Maybe we hold it. We come back with those.
You want to wait?
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back with those and don't do this.
Yes.
Now, I'm dying to know what's on the Bill Belichick mixtape. So I guess that is a perfect tease.
Yep.
And we got great don't do this today as well.
It's almost like I know how to do talk radio. Ben. Oh, man.
Talk radio.
I mean, look, it's a story for don't do this. It's freaking disturbing. It involves a hockey player, the Arizona Coyotes. They drafted him, and now they said they don't want him. Wait till I tell you why.
And I will tell you about the most obnoxious teenage soccer player in history. It's coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. See how the roadways look on this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.